Sweet potato.
Same thing? Okay, the kind of vegetable that makes tears come to your eyes?
Onions.
And what do you call the little ones that you eat, stem and all?
Little garden onions.
All right.
Spring onions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you leave an apple lying around, it will dry up and...
dry up and rot.
Well, this is when the skin gets all wrinkled, you would say it will... This is impossible to get if it doesn't come out spontaneously.
Dry and...
If you'd been in the water too long, the skin on your fingers would...
Wrinkle?
It's a synonym.
Wrinkle,
S-H-R... S-H-R-I-V-E-L.
Shrivel.
Mm-hmm. Okay, shrivel. Vegetables that come in heads. You've said lettuce, but there's another kind.
Cabbage.
And if you were admiring some because of their size, you would say these...
are large heads.
Or using the word cabbage in the plural, these...
cabbages.
Mm-hmm. And to get... you mentioned butter beans. To get them out of the pod by hand, you have to...
shell them.
Mm-hmm. Are there types of butter beans?
Yes, you have the regular butter bean, and then you have the calico, which... the colors,
mm-hmm.
Blue and black.
I never heard that. I would have called them speckled butter beans.
Well, speckled or calico.
But you use calico. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by lima bean? Do you use that?
Lima bean is a type of butter bean.
Large or small?
Well, I've seen both.
Oh, mm-hmm. And what is the kind of bean that you don't shell?
Snap beans.
Yeah. Are there other names for those?
String beans. Snap beans or string beans.
Mm-hmm. Are they the same?
I think so.
All right. And then you take the tops of turnips and you make a batch of turnips.
Turnip greens.
Mm-hmm. And anything else you might make greens out of?
Collards.
Mm-hmm.
Can't think of anything else.
Okay. Let's see. You have two boys and, well, would you, I'd better just ask this directly, would you ever say heads of children? Did you ever hear anybody say that?
Yes, but I never use that.
What have you heard people say?
I have six head of children.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Three boys and two girls.
Suppose somebody did have a lot of children, like 14, you'd say he has a whole...
has a lot of children, a large family.
Would you ever use passel?
I have used that word, yes. Passel of children.
Mm-hmm. The outside of an ear of corn is a...
shuck.
And what is the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat on the cob?
Field corn is a hard corn that you can't
mm-hmm.
eat very well, but the sugar corn or sweet corn...
Mm-hmm. Sugar corn is down here, but that's the first time I'd heard anyone say it. What do you call the top of a corn stalk?
You're talking about the tassel on
mm-hmm.
it? Yes.
And then the stringy things that you have to get off the ear?
The silks.
Yeah. And then the big, round, orange fruit that grows on the ground that you make a jack-o'-lantern on?
The pumpkins.
And the little yellow crooked neck vegetable?
Squash.
Are there different kinds?
Yeah, several kinds of squash.
Can you name them?
Acorn squash, yellow squash, I picked some the other day out of a garden.
There's a zucchini and a...
yes, zucchini, squash, they're big ones, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And green.
What are kinds of melons?
Watermelons.
Are there different types of those?
Yes. Different states have different sizes and different kinds, and then they have the mushmelon, and there's some melons that are perfectly round. Most of them are long, oblong.
Any other names?
We had some melons last year. Instead of being bright, juicy, and red inside, they were yellow.